here for Flash in the Pan for January 10th, 2007. I want to start out with, for everybody who thinks that you're just pwned partying on New Year's, boy, have I got somebody who pwned you big time. Found this on lordsofpain.net, and I can't find the website. I think somebody screwed it up. DrunkardMagazine.com, I'm assuming they're referring to Modern Drunkard, has named WWE Hall of Famer Andre the Giant the greatest drunk of all time. And get this, the website notes that it was estimated that Andre drank up to 7,000 calories in booze every day. 7,000. Okay, for those of you who don't know who Andre was, first of all, you obviously haven't seen The Princess Bride. Fezzik the Giant was Andre. If you haven't, oh boy, do you need to watch. Then you will not get the Aldo Montoya references that most of us make when we are really, really silly. You've killed my father, prepare to die. Anyway, I went to, just because I was curious, Andre, at his wind down, because he had had back problems, he was billed as like 7'2". When he died, I think he was 6'10", because he had lost some height due to severe back problems. I figured 35 years old, he's male, his weight at the height that I could remember was about 500 pounds, and I put his height at 6'11". It's a website called freedieting.com. They have a calorie calculator. Exercise level, 3 times a week. I don't think he really did, and that's only, you know, working a match like maybe 2 or 3 times a week. When he got older, he didn't really wrestle or do much anymore. This is the maintenance, how many calories he would need to take in per day. 4,700. 4,703, technically. Now, keep in mind, he was drinking 7,000 calories worth. He was drinking more than he needed to eat to maintain himself. That's somebody with a love of alcohol. I'm sorry. I'd love to say, I don't even think 10 furries could do that. I wonder, beer calories. Let's see, let's go with like the highest, which appears right now to be around 200. 210? Yeah, 210 is the highest. It's Sierra Nevada Stout. So 210, and this is per serving, whatever that is. It's made by Sierra Nevada. And what are the percent alcohol carbohydrates? Okay, it's 5.8% alcohol. So it's like 11.6 proof or some bullshit like that. I don't drink, so I never really understood all that. Calculator. 7,000 divided by 210. He would need to drink about 34 of those a day. Or he did drink the equivalent of 34 of those a day. Ouch! My God. Andre, I love you, man. Boy, did you know how to party. Wow. 33 cans. I can't imagine that. I really can't. Let's start off with the music. This is the last day of... this is the last show of the OC Remix run. Starting out, one from a game called Ogre Battle. The song called Zenobia's grave. As usual, I haven't heard these yet. I don't have time, damn it. I just go down and I download them, okay? Next week, I'm not sure. I think next week we'll go back to the MySpace and all that happy, funky stuff. So, here we go with Zenobia's Cave. And then we're going to follow it up with a Paperboy remix done by the Dead Guys. Thank you.
It's a trip. It's a trip. It's got a funky beat.
Okay, those were remixes from the games Ogre Battle and Paperboy, and I think that was like the Commodore 64 version of Paperboy. Shows you how old that game is. Coming up, we got music from the games Road Rash, Shinobi, Sonic the Hedgehog, Marble Dash, or is that just the Yeah, maybe that's just, I'm not sure. Tekken 2, Ultima Online, Unreal Tournament, and Wolfenstein 3D. Unreal Tournament's in there only because I was going through the U's. There were no V's, so I need to, like, grab another U. And remembered on Wolf Fox Radio, I think it's on the only video recorded one they have up there, where Charm and Two were talking about, or Gentle, or whatever the hell his name is. I think it was Gentle at the time. We're talking about somebody wanted to make a two of the Ranting Griffin mod for Unreal. And I still want to put in the neon pink bitch slap as a hold for, you know, give somebody a Prismacolor, neon pink Prismacolor pen or pencil, and just have them use it as a melee weapon, so you can have the neon pink bitch slap as like a specialty move, or grab his Wilson, or make a Wilson. Oh god, that'd be funny. A Wilson would actually do some serious damage. But thanks to Two, yes, you can blame it on him. I was going to go with, you know, Ugnaught's Adventures in Underwear, but but I decided to go with Unreal Tournament. I figured more people had heard of that. And no, don't be an ass and go to OC Remix. There is no game called that. I hope. Let me tack on those two very, very, you know, universal words. I hope there is no game called Ugnaught's Adventure in Underwear. That would be so wrong. Of course, you have to know who Ugnaught is to really get that joke. And if you don't, I'm not about to corrupt you. That's a whole nother level of geek. And one I didn't aspire to, I just kind of attained. Because I have a real penchant for remembering just worthless-ass shit. So, hey, but that's me. You know, somebody's got to remember this stuff. Sure as hell ain't gonna be anybody who has any sense of worth to their time. Let's check the roll call, shall we?
You check in, but you don't check out.
We have Dari. Tars is sick. Well, at least he isn't at work or school. I'm still waiting for him to get in trouble. You know, he'll be sitting there in a computer keyboarding 101 and be completely snoring away because they're going to be talking about all the uses for the S key. He'll be listening to this, and I'll go from like a really quiet song to something just blaring out, and it'll knock him out of his chair. That'd be so cool. Oh boy. And we got me and Rizzler, Jay, Yiffbot, FBC player. I think that's all of them. I can't imagine I missed anybody. There's only like 7 people here. I scratched that. There's only 5 people here. 2 are bots. Anyway, coming up, we have music from Road Rash, Sierra Nevada, and then the Shinobi Shuriken mix. This should be fun.
Thank you.
Barbecue Road Rash Sierra Nevada Tan. I want that one. That one is going to go into my normal rotation, I think, because that one really surprised me. That was good. And then Reza with Shinomi Shuriken Mix. Shuriken. However the hell you pronounce that. One little, since I got some time, a little note here. For those of you not keeping up with the Freaky Furry Friends, and why you wouldn't, I don't know, unless you never heard of them until now, in which case, hey, get off your ass. FreakyFurryFriends.podomatic.com. Go check them out. I listened to show number 31-3-C-thing-type-whatever. It was their third take of their 31st show. It's the second from the newest. December 10th, I think. But one thing, I swear to God, none of those kids must be much older than I am. In fact, I know Stina isn't, because she doesn't remember jack shit of what I know I was watching. I think I was in, like, 7th grade in 87 or 88, and they were talking about Gem and the Holograms and She-Ra and He-Man, and she didn't know any of them. And I'm like, oh, fuck, do I feel old. Here I am looking dead, right now, in fact. I'm looking on in front of me, and on my computer desk is the full set, the full DVD set that I got for Christmas of the Dungeons and Dragons cartoon. 5 CDs. And I bet you if I went up to Stina and said, what do you think of this cartoon? She'd give me the deer in the headlights look. She wouldn't have a clue. Well, no, she might, because unlike She-Ra and Gem, D&D has been replayed. I don't think She-Ra, after it went off the air, I don't think it's ever really been rerun. I don't think He-Man really was either. Why D&D was, I don't know. I mean, maybe somebody just, you know, crapped out and said, well, fuck, here I went and paid $1 million for all these things. Ain't nobody ever going to remember them. So, well, hey, anybody want to syndicate it? I mean, and it's never been long. I mean, the D&D was something that Cartoon Channel would play on Adult Swim when they literally ran out of things. So it never played the whole run, I don't think, until Jetix started playing it, and then people got interested in it, I guess. I was one of the ones, I think I still am, faithfully TiVoing it. So that's probably what we need to do. Is we need to get shows like The Equalizer, the original He-Man. I think He-Man is actually on DVD. I'll have to check for that. That'd be something else I wouldn't mind having. For Granamere. The old dragon. Granamere, and there was one. Skeletor brought a statue to life. And I cannot remember what the statue's name was. It's like Colossor or some weird, you know, funky. Colossor, yeah. And you know, he only lasted one episode. He was the token red shirt for Skeletor at that time. But he looked cool. It's like, damn it, why did they have to kill him? He was awesome. But yeah, He-Man and She-Ra, I don't know if She-Ra is out on DVD. I don't. They have the He-Man and Christmas special out on DVD, I know. And I'm tempted to get that too, because as hokey as it is, it's fun. Watching Skeletor slowly lose his evil edge because of the spirit of Christmas is a hoot and a half, because he's even pissed at himself for it. It's like, dang it, I'm the bad guy. Why in the heck am I doing this? So, and it's fun because the audience is like, well, shit, if we know, but it's a trip to watch. So that's enough wool gathering for me. Sonic the Hedgehog, Marble Dash, and Tekken 2 are next. We'll be right back. That was Sonic the Hedgehog, Marble Dash, and Tekken 2 with Incantation by DJ Pretzel again. He does a lot of good stuff. I've been chuckling at something. I got a friend request in the mail for MySpace from a place called Gamer Gear. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. I hadn't really until now. One of their cafe press items that they have for sale is a mug. It's called Stein of the Drunk Lord. And I'll read what it says on there to you. Stein of the Drunk Lord. Binds when picked up. Held in offhand. -7 to intellect. Requires level 60. Use. Ignore pain until morning. Equip. Increases your chance of saying something you might regret by 70%. So in short, you need to be level 60 to pick up something that once you pick it up, you won't be able to put down. You'll lose massive intelligence and probably won't live long because you'll keep on saying things that you probably shouldn't. Some of the other cute little things they have on here are I logged off for this shirt. T-shirt of Elite. I'm assuming that's what 1337 is. Binds when equipped. Wear on chests. Made of it's written up in typical armor. +5 female resistance. -8 strength. Durability 50/50. Requires level 60. Equip. Improves your chance for humanoids to stare by 80%. If you can read this, you're about to get pwned. I want that shirt, actually. / ignore. They got some really neat ones. It's, if you wanna... What the hell? A little slash thingy that tells you where... What the... thing is, isn't here. Huh. Well, if you want to check it out, it's cafepress.com/gamergearshop. GamerGearshop. And that will probably take you straight to the store. You can check out some of the other shit they have there. Let's get on MySpace. I'm still fucking waiting for an upload that I tried to do at like 10:40 to finish and still isn't done. Yeah, I guess I'm not destined to do it. Ultima Online and Unreal Tournament are up. Okay, I don't have much time left. I'm got about a minute. So what I'm going to do is just kind of wrap this one up. You were listening to the Ultima Online Create Your Fantasy and Unreal Tournament Club Show Remix, I think is what it's called. Club Showdown. Whew. Last one is Wolfenstein 3D's Nazi Requiem. I have no clue. It was Wolfenstein and it had the word Nazi, and anybody who knows me knows I have a latent fascination with that group. Just nothing bad. I'm not going to go out and start slaughtering Jews or anything. It's just something weird about them caught my attention. Always has. But anyway, Rendell's Ravings at Podomatic.com or at Yahoo.com to send me feedback, or you can go to Rendell'sRavings.Podomatic.com and leave me feedback there. Audio feedback, whatnot. And I guess that'll do it for me this week, so I might as well cue this last one up and get out of y'all's hair. Sound good?
As honest as hell!